Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22-24. And I'm speaking to you a message entitled Angels Then, Angels Now. I want you to be conscious of the ministry of angels that God has blessed us with, so that you can take advantage of what blessing they are to us. But you are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. May the Lord add his blessing to the expansion of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Now the Bible says we have come somewhere. And it gives us a number of places that we have come to.
Now,
a number of privileges that are available unto us because of where we are now. The Jews revere Mount Zion very highly. In fact, Zion means elevated. So if we talk about you have come unto Mount Zion, it means you have come to a place of elevation.
Hallelujah.
The Christian life is a life of elevation. Once you come to Christ, God's plan is for you to be brought up and lifted up.
Hallelujah.
So we have come to a place of elevation.
I receive it.
It says to the city of the living God. God has brought us into a city. In a city, the facilities are far better than in the village and towns.
It
said to the heavenly Jerusalem. Jerusalem means the city of peace.
Jerusalem is so clear as
and then he said to an innumerable company of angels. So we have come into a company of angels all around us. That to the general or the meeting of the church of the Lord Jesus, Jesus being the firstborn of the Father. You see, as you are in church this morning, you may think that you have only come to church. But you have not just come to church, you have come to one of the places, several other places, but one of the places you have come to is a church. It says that you have come to God who is the judge of all. And you have come into the company of spirits of just men who have been made perfect. Are you listening to me? You have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. And and you have come to the place where there is a blood that is being sprinkled.
Now what about the
and when the blood is sprinkled, it speaks better things like you are forgiven, like you are healed, like you are protected, like you are blessed. This is what the blood of Jesus speaks continually. We have come to the blood of sprinkling.
Hallelujah. Now what about the blood of Jesus?
Can you see the enormity of what Jesus and God has done for us? Come on, give the Lord a mighty clap up for this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He said, you have come to an innumerable company of angels. There are angels among us this morning. As you go up and down, there are angels that God has assigned to your life. Are you listening? When you have a newborn baby, there is an angel that God assigns to the baby's life. As your life assignment and purpose changes onto higher levels, oftentimes God takes the old angel and he assigns us new angels. Families have angels assigned to them. Individuals have angels assigned to them. And then churches have angels assigned to them. In fact, nations also have angels or spirits from God assigned to them. And all these things that we are talking about is also true. It's also true in the other side. Demons are assigned to the lives of individuals. Evil spirits are assigned to families. They are assigned to churches to destroy them. They are also sometimes assigned to nations to destroy and impoverish the nation. So many times there is a battle between what the devil wants to do and what God has intended for your life. A good many times believers are conscious of the works of the devil around them and they are not conscious of the good works of God through the ministry of angels around them. But I'm calling your mind to make a switch and be more conscious of the angels of God who are with you. Bible says that we have come to an innumerable, that means that you cannot count them, innumerable company of angels. So instead of thinking that those who are after you are a lot, think about the fact that those who are with you are more than those who are with you.
Hallelujah. Now, and now we do have you and put up on summer and then we better to what you know, and numb, now, or then
and many times you don't see them, but they are there. People with revelation gifts, word of wisdom, not discernment of spirit in particular, can often see angels and demons around. But you don't need to see to believe. God has told us that he has assigned unto us such. And so we need to be aware, and wherever we go, we must know that we are walking in the company of angels all around us.
Now one of my own dear woman who has a friend over to me say, oh, about four hundred to two. And yes, they have been doing anyone who are both friends. I want you to be. Now, so when I'm your family say, what do I have to say about four baby moon? Did he not pass out the finance?
Angels often make very quick journeys between heaven and earth.
Now, so about from who are you? Do heaven? Should know about that.
And as they make these switches between heaven and earth, sometimes human beings also make switches between heaven and earth. And this is why angels appear unto us in two main forms. They may come as angels in all their glory, shiny faces, and aura around them, or angels may appear unto us like human beings, like you and I. So Paul said that be careful how you relate to strangers, because some have entertained angels without knowing it.
Listen to Paul and say, "Shey ye, senya uni ahoho denam kesa se onyaku pon ada abofu ebi amama baby nuntesa ahoho tishenye."
In the Bible, when they appear in their glorious form, they don't take worship. They don't like to be worshipped. They want glory and honor to go unto God all the time. You can see from several events and experiences that they don't like to be worshipped. But their very presence commands awe, you know, from us. Their very presence commands worship from us. And no matter the height or maturity of the men and women of God in the Bible, when an angel appeared in its glorious form, human beings almost invariably, always in the Bible, try to worship them. But when they appear in human form, sometimes they seem to allow a bit of reverence from human beings, and I'm going to give you two verses for that. Let's look at Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 and 2.
Genesis 18:1-2.
And the Lord appeared unto Abraham in the place of Mamre. And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. Now, these two verses will not let you know what angels there were, but the three men, when you read further down, you realize that they were actually angels, and you see Abraham bowing himself to the ground before them. Look at Genesis chapter 19, verse 1. Over there you see two men, and they were the angels that Abraham had seen. Two of them made their presence known to Lot, and when Lot saw them, he bowed before them. So do further studies and come to the conclusion. But it appears to me that in their glorious form, they take no worship, and when they appear as human beings, they seem to allow certain other reverences to be given them. So angels appear in the form of men. Men can also have the form of angels. There was a man called Manoah, and he had a wife, and the wife couldn't bring forth. But one day, a man appeared to Manoah's wife, and Manoah's wife said that his face was terrible, like the face of an angel. When Stephen was being stoned, at a point the Bible says that his face began to shine like the face of an angel. So human beings also sometimes seem to switch into the world of the supernatural, into the world of the angels. When angels take the form of human beings, there are certain things they are permitted to do, there are other things they are not permitted to do. For example, we know that angels are not supposed to marry. So when an angel takes the form of a human being, he is not allowed to go into a woman. Genesis chapter 6 verse 4.
Genesis.
I'm just giving your mind. Let's read it together. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after those days, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men. The sons of God is talking about the fallen angels.
Now,
and then they had children, and the children were unusually huge. They were men of renown. This is what the fallen angels did, but angels are not permitted to do that, because angels do not marry, and if you don't marry, you don't have sex. That's what God has taught us. Angels move between heaven and earth. Genesis 28:12, I read to you.
Genesis,
and he dreamed a dream.
Now,
and behold, the ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven.
Now I say, now you be ladder be actually what? A dusro.
And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it.
So here, now I saw both for every soul standing every soul floor.
So the angels of God, they switch between angelic form to human form. They also switch between heaven and earth.
Now I saw both for young people. What to make them if you are saw both for to be any nipa.
But in this story, we had a man who was asleep on his bed.
Now where who was there? Now what was so
or on a pillow, and then he saw a ladder, and the ladder was on earth, but it went straight up to heaven, and angels were ascending and descending on the ladder. What it means is that sometimes when you sleep, you must know that you are not just on earth. You may be asleep, and you may actually have heaven upon you wherever you are sleeping. Hallelujah.
Now I say, what die and also die who are to the air, I saw before air cost to air sunny. And this is a whole sword down, then you want to say what that keke. It's not over to me and young Cassidia, now over to me and ya, and this one will be an extra as soon, Yoma, Ebisa.
Many times God speaks to people when they are on their beds.
Now, yeah, thank you, Yoma, who told me the pack of our brow, mother.
When all their senses are giving in to sleep. They may have a visitation from God, and in their sleep, God will take something out of them and put an instruction into them, and they wake up with a certain knowledge or information as to what to do and what not to do.
Now, when you go to the
sometimes when you are asleep, you become suddenly conscious, and when you open your eyes and become conscious, you have a sense of heaven around you. I'm just making you to know that as angels switch between heaven and earth, we also are able to switch between heaven and earth in our spiritual walk and experience with the Lord. So don't just go to bed and lie down. Go to bed expecting the Lord to visit you.
Hallelujah. Now you may say the assault of for to make us to a salon. Salam and so soon I don't know who said to me to a find the attesta. And it is a word that man like a cake. It is a woman who commits to me that the bush who could be a fellow of now what done. It is a so soon not to make a salon. It is a sad you know too.
And this usually happens when you are spiritually very keen and active. You have the word of God. And so I encourage you to read your Bible, read one verse, meditate on that verse, pray over that verse before you sleep. Make your spirit active. In case God wants to show you something, you will be able to receive it.
Genesis
Angels eat the food of men, and men also have eaten the food of angels. When the three men appeared to Abraham, Abraham instructed Sarah. Sarah prepared food, they sat down and they
ate.
Let's look at Psalm 78, verse 24 to 25. So angels eat the food of men. And men have also eaten the food of angels. And God rained down manna upon them to eat. And had given them of the corn of heaven. Man did eat angels' food. Man did eat angels' food. May God give you heavenly food in your life.
I receive it.
Angels then, angels now. One day somebody asked me, when we go to heaven, will we eat? I said, I believe we will eat. A verse like this also supports it. Because sometimes people think that in heaven, the angels, they are always worshipping God. If they are actually always worshipping God, when will they have the time to eat? The Bible mentioned the corn of heaven. Carbohydrate is in heaven. Many of the things we do on earth in this ideal state as God created it, they are things that are actually often done in heaven as well. Many of the things that we have on earth, like horses, do you know there are spiritual horses? Jesus is coming down with horses. There are horses that are coming down with him. Abraham, Elijah went out with a chariot of fire.
Elijah, what the actually done about them?
So he must tell you that there must be vehicles in heaven.
And look to the man who said, "Also, how you walk in
are you following the logic?
I can't what you are saying.
Yeah, so open up your mind a little bit.
And look to be what you look at Caroline.
The Bible talks about streams and trees in heaven.
Now, Bible make us open. You need me. I walk through.
Leaves in heaven. It talks about rivers in heaven. So it gives me an image that heaven is just a normal life in the presence of God.
Because
as a little child Christian, a little young Christian, it used to worry me that in heaven all we were going to do was to worship the Lord. I thought I was going to get very tired. Doing that for eternity, I thought I would get tired. But there's something else that Jesus said concerning food in heaven. He said, I'm going to have this last supper with you, and I will have no more until in heaven. In heaven there are streets. And Jesus said, I am going to prepare for you a place. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. I think that heaven is going to be an exciting place to be. But we will not be there forever. We will be there for a while, because God's plan is to bring us back on earth. So he's going to destroy the atmosphere and the earth, and we'll create a new heaven and a new earth.
Hallelujah.
Okay, and he'll bring us down, because this is where he wants us to be.
Now the woman say, "I don't have the hope to America crazy. Oh yeah, what must I be about our situation? Say, what must I start? What are you asking us to do for? Oh, be a baby, ask for no year. No, what say the end now about our situation? Say, what boy is say?"
Sometimes people sleep and they hear songs being sung elsewhere. I'm talking about switching between the natural and the supernatural. I actually believe that some of the songs we sing on earth, they are songs that are sung in heaven as well. Not all the songs, but some of the songs are actually sung in heaven. And God gives them to us as a foretaste. of what is yet to happen.
Now in our point the sound woman and my
are you listening to me? Angels again speak the language of men. When they come down, they speak the language that you will understand. But men also speak the language of angels. Hallelujah. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13:1. So angels speak the language of men, men also speak the language of angels. Not all men, but men have the potential to speak the language of angels. Paul said, although I speak with the tongues of men and of angels.
Paul said,
those who are born again, who are filled with the Holy Spirit, who speak in tongues, some of the tongues we speak, they are the language of men, but some are also the language of angels. This is why the Bible says there is known tongue and there is unknown tongue. If the tongues you are praying with is a language of men, somebody may know it. We call it known
tongue.
But some of the tongues we speak, they are not the language of men, they are the language of angels. And it's something the Holy Spirit gives us. And when you speak in tongues, it's not a language or what you have learned yourself. You speak as the Holy Spirit enables you.
You'll
be able to move between the supernatural and the natural according as God plans if you yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. There is wisdom that angels, when they come on earth, the wisdom that we use to succeed in life, they use the wisdom as well. And there are times that God gives us the wisdom of angels. Let's look at
2
Samuel chapter 14:20. A human being can operate a supernatural wisdom that the psalmist at one point calls, or somebody called, the wisdom of angels.
2 Samuel 14:20.
I'm reading a part of it. One part was talking about Job, the other part I think was talking about David.
Job.
And about David, he said, and my Lord is wise according to the wisdom of an angel of God to know all things that are in the earth. So these are some of the similarities or the switches we see between the angelic ministry and human life. Now for practical purposes, how are you going to be able to activate the ministry of angels in your life? Number 1, angels are activated through the word of God. An angel will obey you if you command the angel according to the word of God. Because they only obey the word of God. They only obey the will of God. And they follow on with the purpose of God concerning your life. So when the word of God is in your mouth, and you learn in obedience to the word of God, you are likely to have angelic ministry in your life. Psalm 103:20.
So
bless the Lord ye his angels that excel in strength that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Angels listen to the voice of God's word. Angels will be activated when you put the word of God in your heart, in your life, in your actions, and you speak out and you live out the word of God. They are activated through the voice of God's word.
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
These books were written by Reverend Ibuasan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Cash Shop next to UBA Bank, Takrad.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.